Hi, welcome back to this week's podcast. We are joined with Marcus.
Hi.
Chawei.
Hello.
And me, Sienna. This week's podcast is about our literature circles, our latest science experiments, and about our math quiz. On to the first story. Our literature circles are almost done.
Yeah, they are.
But then we'll be starting our new literary circle soon.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Have you guys decided on the books you want to read?
No, not yet.
I'm thinking on a book called Power Play from the library. Chawei, have you decided on a book?
I haven't decided. I might read another book in the Diary of Wimpy Kid series.
Those are good books.
That's the end for story one. But stay tuned for the second story on math.
But wait.
Wait, what?
You forgot to say what the next literature circle meeting is for.
Oh yeah, for our last and final topic for our literature circle books are themes and life lessons.
Okay, now we can move on to the next story.
We also talked about math last week. We almost do it every day. Let's hear what we did learn from last week.
We keep working on the fraction addition and subtraction, solving problems, and we also review integers, like positive or negative integers. Could you talk to us a little about how to solve fractions problems?
I found a rhythm that helped me remember if adding or subtracting, you have to find a common denominator. At the bottom, you use multiplying, but at the top, you also have to do the same thing. Don't forget to simplify before it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's helped us a lot.
If you want to get the biggest fraction, the numerator should be as big as possible. Upside, the denominator should be as small as you can. And for the smallest fraction, the denominator will be bigger than the numerator.
Yeah, that's what we did last week, and at the end of all of it, we had an integers test. Now, on to the third story. So, Marcus, what have we been doing in science lately?
Yeah, what have they been doing lately?
Well, recently we did two science experiments in a day. One of them were we poured water and oil and dish soap in a small container and we watched what it does.
What happened?
What happened was we had water in first, and when we added the oil, it mixed slowly and but the oil rose to the top. When we added the dish soap, it went straight to the bottom, but half the class predicted it would go to the middle.
What is the second experiment?
The other one was a milk and dish soap experiment. It was where we had milk in a plate and dropped food dye in it. And then you had a Q-tip with a bit of dish soap on it. And when you put the Q-tip in, it would look like it's paint poured on flat paper. Just spread it.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Next week will be Yuquan, Scarlett, and Demi. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Make sure you dress warm. The weather is very cold outside. Bye.
Bye.